Welcome to the GP Pharmacy Club Pod, Episode 9. My name is Melvin. Today we're giving an overview of the articles published on our website for the week commencing the 19th of May 2024 and ending on the 25th of May. Our posts this week were focused on two SSPs, or Serious Shortage Protocols, and a job advert from NICE, the National Institute for Health and Care Excellence. Let's start with the job. NICE is inviting applications for a professional member of its Topical Antimicrobials Dressings Committee for a 9-month period. This is a voluntary role in which you can use your personal and professional knowledge to contribute to guidance development related to wound care with antimicrobial dressings. Costs are reimbursed at up to £300 per session, with options for flexible, home, or remote working. The job should appeal to those who are comfortable with active participation in committee meetings and workshops, while also possessing the ability to understand and interpret complex data. While not immediately offering a high salary, this position provides an opportunity to see the inner workings of NICE in guidance development, which could be useful in future job roles that need these skills. Our next article was an update that the Department of Health and Social Care, the DHHC, had reactivated two SSPs due to ongoing disruptions in the supply of clarithromycin 125 milligrams per 5 milliliters and 250 milligrams per 5 milliliters. In the case of the former, if the 125 milligrams per 5 milliliter strength is unavailable, an adjusted quantity and dose of the 250 milligrams per 5 milliliter suspension may be supplied. If the 250 milligrams per 5 milliliter suspension is unavailable, it may be substituted with 250 milligram tablets. However, the reverse substitutions are not allowed under the SSPs, and both SSPs expire on the 21st of June 2024. The SSPs should reduce the number of patients having to return to their prescriber for a replacement prescription. Finally, our third article relates to Creon 10,000 and 25,000 capsules. There is currently a nationwide shortage of pancreatic enzyme replacement therapies due to limited availability of active pharmaceutical ingredients and manufacturing constraints to produce the volumes required to meet demand. This affects both Creon and alternatives such as Nutrizyme 22 and Pancrex V capsules. The SSPs therefore indicate that the maximum supply that may be given against a prescription is 1 month. The supply is even when the prescriber has ordered a longer duration of supply. Pharmacies are not allowed to create owings to supply the remainder at a later date. These SSPs will remain valid for the period 24th of May 2024 until the 22nd of November 2024. Pharmacists and technicians in general practice will likely get one or both of the following queries over the immediate future. Firstly, there will be requests for alternatives from frustrated patients who have not been able to obtain PERT from their pharmacy. Secondly, there will be complaints over the limitation of supply to 1 month by dispensing pharmacies. As usual, it's important to exercise empathy and good consultation skills in this situation. It is vital to support frontline fellow professionals working in community pharmacy. It is also helpful to read the actual text of the SSPs so that prescribing decisions reflect the DHSC objectives. That concludes our update for this week. Thanks for listening. Join us again next week for another update.